And then the question becomes, well, what does God do for those that choose faith? What's the big deal? What's the payback, if you will, of this choosing faith? Well, the psalmist says, He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble, conceal me under the cover of His tent, and set me high upon a rock. Folks, that means that God will give us protection. God will give us deliverance, and that we will not be utterly destroyed. We won't melt like those snowflakes, not totally. Remember, the psalmist says He'll hide me in the day of trouble. That's saying that trouble will come, does it not? It says that there will be trouble, there will be difficulties, but God will be my shelter in that day. You see, God's protection may not shield us from suffering and pain. God never said that we would not suffer. God never said that we would live a pain-free, anxiety-free life. But what He did promise is to be with us and to help us and to shield us as we walk through the valley. You've heard that passage from Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't stay there. We don't linger there. And God is with us in that valley, the valleys that we journey through. Life's tragedies, life's difficulties, life's setbacks, deaths, financial ruin, layoffs, unemployment, underemployment. All of those things are life's tragedies that we're talking about. And God promises us to be with us. And we will come out on the other side with healing and renewed strength. For He promises this to those who trust Him. Listen to what the psalmist says in verse 6. Apparently, after he's been through this difficult time, he says, Now my head is lifted up. And he'll do what? I will sing and make melody unto the Lord. You see, when we have been through the valley, when we've been through the fiery furnace, when we've been through whatever difficulty, and we get to the other side, and I could share with you many stories of that in my own life in the past year and a half that some of you know nothing about. But I can tell you, I stand here today with my head held high because God brought me through those things. God has delivered me from the pain of that ordeal. And He will do the same for you. Because I have tried to trust God. And I have put my faith in Him. And I have confessed many things that I've done wrong. But God is right there for each of us to receive that confession and to renew our strength. Folks, we all probably feel like snowflakes sometime. Maybe even a little flaky. Sometimes we feel fragile, blown around by the wind. You saw that football game last Sunday with the Bears and all those snowflakes flying around. Doesn't that seem like your life sometimes? Out of control, living in a whirlwind, in danger of having a meltdown. I want to ask you a question today. I don't need a verbal answer. What are you going through? What are you fearful of today? What valley are you trogging through right now? What are you facing in terms of difficulty, adversity, conflict, anxiety? All those things we all deal with. You're not alone in more ways than one. You're not alone because we're all going through something of those things. The question is, are you choosing faith or fear? Which is it going to be? If you're like the psalmist, you'll choose faith and say, who could I be afraid of? I choose you to be my stronghold and strength. Of whom can I be afraid? When the storms of life come raging, as the old hymn says, like the first disciples, Jesus is right there saying, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? When we get sick, when we are weak, when we are suffering, when we are discouraged, when we reach out for Jesus to receive salvation, Jesus is saying, your faith has made you well. When you face death or the death of a loved one, like Jesus raised the Jairus' daughter from the dead, he says to us, do not be afraid, only believe. When we face personal challenges like Jesus and his disciples faced, facing 5,000 plus people to feed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Anybody had any overwhelming challenges like that? Like that deadline for that report? Or that homework assignment that you have to have ready by tomorrow? Or that bill that is due? You're facing your giants. You're facing your adversity, projects, deadlines. Jesus says to us what he said to those disciples. He says, you give them something to eat. You feed them. Say what? Faith. Faith. The key here is trusting God instead of ourselves. I know it sounds like a broken record, and we hear that over and over again. We see it on our money, on our dollar bills, on our quarters. In God we trust. But really, folks, that's what it boils down to, is trusting God and not ourselves. We have a lot in common with snowflakes. We're miracles of life. We are masterpieces. We are fragile and vulnerable, but we all have the same Creator. And we have a lot in common with each other, too. It's called the human condition. If you've ever been in a disciple Bible study, you know about the human condition. We all have pain and struggles and hurt and doubts and fears, and we all need God's light. We all need God's salvation, God's refuge, God's strength and protection. And we need His love and His forgiveness and His outrageous grace. And there's a hurting, dying world out there too, folks, in case you didn't know. There's folks just like us out there who do not have the light, who do not know the way, the truth, and the life. And we are called to be witnesses to that light and to share that light with others. And so our challenge today, first of all, is for all of us to choose faith and not fear. So that when we go into our workplaces, when we go to our schools, when we go to our offices, when we go to our businesses, when we go to our families, what will they see? Someone with the light of faith, or someone who's wringing their hands in fear? Which will it be? Will you choose faith, or will you choose fear? That's the question I want to leave you with today. Father, we thank you for reminding us of your faithfulness. And thank you, Lord, for all the psalms that speak to us over and over again of your love and your faithfulness. And we pray, Father, that as we leave this place today, that we will leave with the assurance that you go with us to help us choose faith in the face of all of our trials and troubles this week. Let us not forget that you are with us always. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Would you stand?